separate dictionary just for New Englanders?
I'm pretty sure that's the only dictionary.
Oh, the only one.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the right one. Let's put it that way.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Amanda here, and welcome to episode 109 of Great Beer Adventure. I am standing in a very old building getting ready to drink beer that's been in wood, and today I am hanging out with my husband, Brian. Hi, welcome to the show. I don't remember if you've ever been on this particular mic before.
Hi, wife. Yes, I'm not sure. I can't recall at this point. It's been too long.
It has been way too long since we've actually talked into a microphone. Remember way back when I was first learning how we would just sit on the living room couch and talking to microphones to each other?
I do. That was some good testing.
It was really dorky, but made there some really, really good laughs. So today we are at Beer Advocates Beer Meets Wood event. I think it's also co-hosted by Allagash Brewing. We're in Portland, Maine. I don't know what this building is. Do you?
Something to do with a yacht thing. Portland yacht.
Yeah, something. It's big.
Yachts in here, though.
No, there's a lot of beer geeks.
Yes, a lot more of those than any boats.
Literally, I've seen zero boats.
Zero boats, you're right. Yeah.
So we are going to go around and we are going to figure out why there are over 200 beers being poured that have beer and wood coming together and meeting. You ready?
Try them all?
No. We're here. We get to be here for two sessions. But I still don't think that's enough to try over 200 beers.
Okay, maybe half.
Maybe half. We should at least try one from each of the breweries that we haven't tried before.
It's a good call.
Ooh, and look, there's a buddy. All right, so we are going to go talk to people. We will be back in a minute. Hey, Jim, how's it going?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. It's been so long since we've seen you.
I know. I don't get out to these as much as I should.
We don't either. We both, you and Brian and I, we all have kids.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't work very well for beer, no.
No. Breweries are good. Giant Fest, not so good.
No, not at all. Especially with its 21 plus. They won't pass.
No, none of our children will pass for 21. Yeah. They're just really short 21-year-olds that don't drink. They're our DDs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you try that. I don't think it'll work, though. No, yeah.
I don't think so either. So we're here to try over 200 beers that have been put into wood. Can you tell me why this is even a thing? What do you think?
I think because it can really change the flavor of a normal beer. You can take one batch of beer and put it in three different barrels, and it'll taste three different ways. And it's really exciting to try that.
Do you have a beer that you're most excited to try?
I'm excited for anything from Lost Abbey. I'm waiting for them to start tapping. They're still setting things up, it looks like. But that's what I'm really excited for.
Have you been stalking them a little bit?
Yeah, that's where I went first, and they're like, oh, they're not ready yet, so I had to go elsewhere. But that's okay. It's not like there's going to be a bad beer here.
Right. Well, thank you so much for chatting into my microphone. It's great seeing you again.
Nice to see you, too. Talk to you later.
All right. So I am standing next to the Cambridge Brewing Company table, and I've run into some new friends and old friends, and this is what happens at Beer Geek events, right?
Yes.
We just all become friends.
Yes. Definitely more so as the fest goes on, but you find your old friends at the beginning, and then you make new friends as you have the social barriers drop, and yeah.
Yes, that is correct. So my question today is, we're here, lots of beers being put into wood. What is the best beer, do you think? The best beer style?
Oh, hey.
Look, more friends. What's the best beer style to be put into wood?
Best beer style to be put into wood? I mean, personally, it depends on my mood. But maybe not style, but I'm excited to see more and more gin barrels. Stuff other than, you know, bourbon and whiskey barrels. It's pretty a fun trend. I'd like to see more tequila or mezcal barrels. That would be pretty cool.
So you have beers here. What barrels have you put them in?
We actually, we made a beer called Hendrix. That's a cucumber sour, and we age it in gin barrels. So nice, light, refreshing. We've also got a Saison that's aged in gin barrels as well, called Le Saisonnaire. And then we have some Brett beers as well that were aged in a mix of wine and bourbon barrels.
Very nice. Now, they call this event Beer Meets Wood. If beer was to actually meet wood, what do you think they would say to each other?
I think they would just hug and embrace for months and months and months, and the result would be excellent.
Wonderful. New friendships.
That's right.
All right, cheers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Perfect. So I am at the Rodenbach table. Did I say that right? I sometimes...
Rodenbach. Yeah. Rodenbach.
Okay, so what beer? There's little tiny cans here, and what are you pouring?
So this is our brand new beer. It's called Rodenbach Fruitage. It is 25% aged Rodenbach with 75% young Rodenbach, and then mixed with cherries and elderberries. It's really refreshing and low alcohol, 4.2%.
What kind of vessel do they come together in? What do you do the mixing in?
So everything is aged in, the aged beer comes from standing oak foeders that are kind of the equivalent of about 90 wine barrels, each one of them. It's crazy, right? And they've got the largest collection of oak foeders in the world. And then through the mixing process on the floor, like, they kind of figure out how to blend everything together, and it kind of funnels everything through into sort of new tanks for fermentation and other things like that.
Now, they call this event Beer Meets Wood. So if you thought, if beer and wood could both talk, what would they actually say to each other when they met?
That's a really good question. I don't know. What took you so long to be here, and why are you leaving so quickly, I think might be the other answer, right?
Wonderful. I love it. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to have to try this one, and cheers to you.
Cheers. Cheers. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay, so we are drinking beer that's been in wood.
Yes.
Now, you waited in line to get here. There's over 200 beers here. There's got to be one that you're like, that's the one I want to try.
Okay, so we've tried a few already, and I think, what's the standout so far? Probably Breakside, right?
Breakside.
Beachcomber we had, and...
The Strawberry Ballyhoo. Interesting
very,
name,
very
delicious
good.
Beer.
Yeah, they were excellent. I would say they're probably our breakout so far. Almanac is also amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I think what we do is we focus less so much on the beers that we know we want to try versus the breweries that we know are excellent.
Right.
Because it's always fun to come here and see what new things are doing
right.
and going on, and it's just...
Places that we know from other fests, places that we know from home.
And where is home?
Connecticut. We're from the Hartford area of Connecticut, so we drove 3.5 hours-ish to get here, and we did this last year, too. It's tons of fun. Hardywood is actually from where I was born, Richmond, Virginia, but next up is Jackie O's out of Ohio, which we've never been to, but we have at all of the fests, and we love them.
Wonderful. And now, it's called Beer Meets Wood.
Yes.
So if beer and wood could talk, and they were to meet... What would they say to each other?
You look delicious. Period. That's it. End of story. That's it.
And who's saying that? The beer or the wood?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking a moment to talk to me.
Sure. Awesome.
Have a great fest.
Thank you.
Cheers.
You have fun.
All right. So we are standing in line. There are all kinds of breweries here without lines, but we're standing in line. Why? What are we waiting for?
We're waiting for the Black Project, which is out of Denver, Colorado. So they're known for their spontaneous ales, kind of a lot of hype right now. So here it's good. We can't get it in North Carolina, so here we are.
So did you come up here from North Carolina just for this event?
And we've never been to Maine, but it's part of it, yes. It was part of the agenda.
How has your time been here in Maine?
Oh, it's been wonderful. We've had beautiful weather. We've really loved it. It's been gorgeous. It's been... Of course, it's a beer mecca, a lot of great food. We love it. Yeah.
Okay, last question. If beer and it's called Beer Meets Wood. If beer could talk and wood could talk, and they actually met each other, what would they say?
They'd say, where have you been all my life?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Cheers. So we are standing at a table. Where are we standing right now?
Cellar West Artisan Ales.
Where are you out of?
We're out of Boulder, Colorado.
Wow, you traveled a ways to get here.
We did. This is a great excuse for us to come out to Portland, Maine. We've never been out here before, so yeah, having a blast so far.
Nice. So when did you get in, and when are you leaving?
We got in yesterday afternoon, so Friday afternoon, and we leave late Monday morning.
Good. So you've got tomorrow to recover. and enjoy a little bit of the sights.
Yep, that's the plan. Maybe bop around a little bit and go to some breweries, and yeah.
That's a good plan. I approve of that plan. Now, what have you brought today?
So everything we do is fermented in oak. We've got a house wild yeast blend that we use. It's Brettanomyces forward, so wild yeast. Today we brought Make Hay, which is going to be kind of our classic farmhouse ale. We brought Heavy Branch, which is a Saison with plums. And then Sapience, which is our Beer de Mars with coriander and pink peppercorn.
Nice. Now, okay, you brought bottles. I travel with beer often, but your bottles seem like there's a lot of them and they could break easily. How the heck did you get them from Colorado to me?
Good question. That was kind of a logistical headache, but we were able to team up with True Brewing out of Denver, and we piggybacked on a pallet with those guys. Came in, the same distributor brought both of our brands in, so, yep.
I think that's Vacation Land, right?
That's exactly correct.
I know things. There's a great quote from Tyrion Lannister. It's what I do. I drink and I know things.
There you go.
I feel like that's just a beer geek. Like that, he was just describing a beer geek.
Yeah, I think that's sort of, there's like some subtlety there that they're sort of trying to portray a beer geek, I think. But yeah.
Okay, so my question is, this is called Beer Meets Wood. If beer could talk and wood could talk and they actually met, what would they say to each other?
I think wood would say to beer, I want you inside of me.
Well then, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Yep, you too.
So I'm at the Lost Abbey table. And where are you guys out of?
We're San Marcos, California, San Diego County.
Nice. So you traveled quite a ways to be here.
Opposite corner of the country. Yeah, definitely.
How was your trip? Did you get here well?
Yeah, it was great. And Portland's a rad town. Tons of good beer. No shortage of that. So enjoying it, definitely.
Wonderful. How long are you here for?
We're here for the whole weekend. Got a long weekend out of the deal. So, yeah, had some time to check out other breweries and go enjoy the ocean over here on this side of the country.
Yeah, it's kind of the same and a lot different all at the same time, right? Definitely. The oceans, yeah. Okay, so what beers did you bring today?
So we got quite a few here today. We've got our Cuvée de Tommy. It's our Belgian quad aged on 30 pounds of cherries and bourbon, brandy, and red wine barrels.
So three different barrels?
Three different types of barrels, and we blend them all together in the end for the final mix. And
is it a third, a third, a third, or is it?
No, not exactly. It's a trade secret there.
No, that's fine. Okay, just I'm all right with that.
But yeah, then we spike it with our the wild cultures, and yeah, it turns out to be a nice 11% dark cherry sour beer.
That's a very high ABV right there.
Yeah, definitely. We also have our Veritas 19, which is a raspberry sour. So just a bunch of blonde sour barrels we aged on raspberries. And Ghosts in the Forest, that's a pretty exciting one for us. It's our first release of beer from one of our fooders. So it's some fooder beer and then some spontaneous barrels that we did in the brewery as well.
So what kind of beer do you think does the best mixing with wood?
I mean, we also have our bourbon barrel aged stout. So with bourbon barrels, definitely the stouts I prefer. But then I love just a clean blonde sour aged in old wine barrels. That does the trick for me.
Now, this event is called Beer Meets Wood. And if beer could talk and wood could talk and they actually met each other, what would they say?
They would say thank you to each other, I think.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. Have a good one.
You too. Cheers. It's Ben Moore, the active beer geek. You all know him and love him, and I'm here to talk to him today at Beer Meets Wood. Hi, Ben.
Hi. Hey, Amanda. What's going on?
Not too much. Just, you know, chilling, trying some beers, that kind of thing.
This is a good time to do so.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Aging stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so Beer Meets Wood is the name. And the question I've been asking everybody, you ready for it?
Disney Channel question?
Pretty much. If beer could talk and wood could talk, and they actually met each other, what would they say to each other?
Ooh, you know, I think it'd be tough because beer and wood are very different people, but once they really come together, they create a different child, really. So it's kind of like two opposite worlds coming together, kind of like Aladdin and Princess, where there's so different worlds coming together to make such a symbiotic combination. And that everybody loves. And the result of that was Aladdin, and this is Beer Meets Wood.
I love that you completely and totally get me and all Disney and wonderfulness, and you just did that for me. Thank you so much.
See, I thought you were going to say, did they take this name from Boy Meets World?
Oh, yeah. That, we should totally think about that. I've got to hunt down the...
The Osler Brothers?
Yeah. Oop, there's one right now. My microphone is hot right now.
All right.
Okay. So we have a very serious question.
Yes.
First off, we're here with Jason Ahlstrom. Did I pronounce that right? I messed up.
Jason Ahlstrom, yep.
Okay, from Beer Advocate.
Yeah. Co-founders.
Yeah.
But not Beer Meets Wood.
Now that brings us to our question. Beer Meets Wood. Where did that name come from?
The idea of this fest was sort of a merger of some pop-up fest we used to do, Night of the Funk and Night of the Barrels. And we sort of brought those two together. And as far as the name, I don't know. Usually good ideas, good names come from a few beers. And
the Disney Channel?
Maybe.
Were you drinking beers and watching the Boy Meets World reboot, Girl Meets World? And that, could that have been it?
No, more old school, Bambi and such.
Bambi and such. Bambi met Thumper. And flour, but yeah. Now, this has been my tough question I've asked everybody. If beer could talk and wood could talk, and they actually met each other, what would they say to each other?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Plain and simple. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to speak to us.
Yeah, I'm going to go find a beer.
That's a good plan. I mean, I don't know if you can find any here. I heard there were supposed to be 200, but I have yet to see a single one.
We'll see. I think they're around somewhere.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you.
Bye. So I'm at the Barreled Souls table right now. First, we should probably ask, what did you bring? Because we need to know that.
Well, we got a bourbon barrel-aged honey pot, which is our wheat wine made with honey. We have a tequila barrel-aged space goes. And then we have a beer that's new for today, just released. It's Big Bang. It's a barley wine aged in bourbon barrels, then additionally aged on peaches from Dole's Orchards.
Very nice.
We're doing bottle pours, too. So we have a blonde barley wine. We call it Big Monroe. It's an imperial version of our Scotch ale. And then we got some Deep Space, our imperial stout.
Nice. Those all sound really good.
One big cup.
No, I don't want that. Okay, so here's my serious question. If beer could talk and wood could talk, and they actually met each other, what would they say?
A lot of cussing, a lot of, no.
What they would cuss at each other, wow.
Yeah, a lot of really inappropriate jokes.
I've had a couple of those.
No, I don't know, they get along so well. It's the opposite of what I just said, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, some romantic,
Hey.
Sweet nothings to each other, pillow talk.
Some pillow talk, all right. That sounds about right, I think.
All, yeah.
Yeah. No. All right. Now, pillow talk could kind of get a little dirty if, that's your style. So it might be that this particular wood, tequila. I bet that guy gets a little salty.
Yeah, that is true. We all know, how we get on tequila, yeah. It gets weird.
Right. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah. Wine barrels, they probably are more of,
sophisticated. Yeah, right. Pretentious talk.
A little bit pretentious, yeah. Yeah. What do you think would be the most, down-to-earth wood to meet beer?
Down-to-earth wood.
Yeah, so tequila's going to be salty, wine's going to be pretentious, but who's going to be the most normal guy?
Oh, maybe the bourbon barrel, right? Salt of the earth, kind of. You said salt, but I don't know, that's a working man's drink, right?
Yeah.
A good American whiskey.
There you go. Okay, so the good American whiskey, he's just going to be a guy.
Yeah.
Not tequila.
Yeah.
And definitely not wine.
Right. Man's man. Yeah.
All right. That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
This has been a really great conversation.
Yeah. All right.
And we're not even an hour in yet. This is going to go downhill fast.
Learning a lot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's almost over.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The mic's not going to stay hot for very much longer.
No.
Well, thank you so much for enlightening us.
Sure. You're welcome. Yeah.
Have a great rest of the fest.
I will. Yeah.
Thanks. So, hi, how are you?
I'm living the dream.
I think we went over that just
a
moment ago.
That. Yeah.
Okay, so question. We're here, Beer Meets Wood. And I have a very serious question.
You're asking the wrong person a serious question. Go ahead.
If beer could talk and wood could talk and they actually met each other, what would they say?
Well, they did, because that's why we're here, because beer just met wood.
But they can't talk.
It can. You need... Oh, yeah. It's saying drink me and enjoy me.
So that's what they're saying to you, but what did they say to each other?
Let's do this again.
Real soon, right?
Real soon, yes.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. And again, living the dream.
Absolutely.
With a J, not a D, not a dream. Dream, because Burley Oak makes a beer called Dream.
Dream.
D-R-E-A-M. Living the dream.
That's very interesting.
But do you know what dream stands for?
No.
You do not, because now I'm going to tell you. Juice.
Alrighty.
Juice rules everything around me.
Okay. I can roll with that.
There's a lot of fruit beers here today, so
yeah,
we're going to live the dream.
All right, that makes sense to me.
Okay.
Now, I have a follow-up comment. We're here in Maine, and I don't really like when words don't have the right spellings to them, and this is what brought it up, is because you're telling me, but it's an acronym, so I'm okay with it.
It is an acronym, yes. So.
So that's how I'm all right with, but how do you feel about, like, chowder?
Well, we are New England, so that's the way it's said. I'm sorry. It's chowder.
I mean, I grew up in Maine, and I know all the letters of the alphabet, and I like to use them.
Well, maybe they're just spelling it wrong, and chowder is actually the way it's spelled, and then the dictionary has it way wrong.
Yeah.
It is chowder.
And have you seen the restaurant Hot Suppa?
I have not, but that's got to be spelled right as well.
Yeah, it must be. And the car, and,
yeah,
the yard.
And the yard, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we're in New England.
That's right. Okay. Do we have...
Live with it or move.
True story, I guess. Do you think there's a separate dictionary just for New Englanders?
I'm pretty sure that's the only dictionary.
Oh, the only one.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the right one. Let's put it that way.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Well, go dream out then.
I'm going to go dream.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
So we are about, like, what, an hour and a half into the fest at this point? Yeah, that's about right. I think that's about probably the time we should just be, like, done collecting audio. Almost halfway through a fest, and you're like, meh.
After that, it gets a little too unscripted. You know, a little too loose with the lips. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I kind of feel like might be happening. So we are going to end this with the lovely voice that you just heard, Carla the Beer Babe. You all know her, love her. And hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm happy to be here. This is fun.
It is fun. And I tried to get your attention and you ignored me.
I was not paying attention to anything other than the beer in my hand at the time.
Well, okay, that's understandable. I get that one totally. So Brian's here. We've been trying a couple of beers. Have you tried anything? How many have you tried so far?
I have had 4 in total. I started with Cambridge Brewing Company. Has one called Hendrix, which is aged in gin barrels.
We talked to that guy.
Super good. It's so rare to find people using gin, but it works so well with hops and sour stuff that it was great. It was slightly cucumbery, really, really yummy.
Yeah.
And right now I have in my hand something called Felix Apple from New Belgium Brewing, which is aged apple whiskey barrels. So they take this barrels, they stick it in there for 2 months, and it's fantastic. It's nice and tart, but it's like got apples all over it. It's really fun.
Nice. I was talking to Chris from Barreled Souls, and they actually have one in tequila. So if you're looking for fun barrels, there's one for you.
Interesting. I'll have to go over there.
Yeah. Brian and I, we tried the one by the brewery.
Yes, we did. The really, really hot alcohol-y one.
The highest one on the list?
Yes.
We plan on walking this one off, so we're like, let's take a little sip of that one now and walk it off, because that was so boozy. What was it called?
I don't recall.
It was that boozy. It was so boozy that it just mind erased.
Black Tuesday?
Oh, that sounds right. Yeah, that's a crazy one.
So I think the moral of the story, before we get to that, let's just, hold on. We got to ask Carla the serious question we've been asking everybody, okay?
Serious faces.
And then, Brian, you haven't answered it yet either. But you've heard it enough, so you hopefully have some kind of answer. All right, serious question. If beer could talk and wood could talk and they met each other, what would they say?
Oh, that's a good question.
everybody keeps saying that, but I really think it's the most ridiculous question I could have come up with, so I don't understand it. Is that like the polite way of saying, what the hell are you talking about? Like,
a little bit, yeah, yes.
All right.
I almost feel like, have you ever seen that viral post that went around that said that there's like 15 questions that if you answer them, like you ask them between two people, like it'll make them fall in love? I feel like that's the conversation that Beer and Wood would have, is they'd be asking each other all these intimate questions, and then by the end of it, they'd be like looking googly-eyed at each other, and then they, would kind of like go off into the night and have a nice time.
Nice. So we should have Justin look up those 15 questions and put a link in the show notes on that one.
Yeah, it's something like, if you ask these questions, it'll make you fall in love with someone. Like, if you guys are asking them to each other, like two strangers, you can sit them down, and by the end of it, they'll have fallen in love.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
And scary.
And scary. It's like, scary, like love potion, yeah, number 15.
Like some kind of a hack code for the brain or whatever. Like, oh yeah, we just bypassed all your insecurities, and we made you fall in love. Good for you.
All right, Bri, what's your answer? What are they going to say?
Rephrase question.
Did you just say rephrase the question?
Just restate the question.
Restate the question. If beer could talk and wood could talk, and a wood could chuck wood. No, wrong. Oops. If beer could talk and wood could talk, and they actually met, what would they say to each other?
They would say, "Where have you been all my life?"
Yeah. That is one I've heard. Yeah, that. It's really cool that I get to ask the questions and I don't have to have an answer to them, because I don't know. I feel like there would be a little bit of awkward time, I think, like where they're just like, you're a liquid, I'm a solid, like I don't really understand. I feel like that would be part of it, but I think the moral of the story here at Beer Meets Wood is that putting beer in wood is a good idea. In wood, on wood, over wood, good idea. And fests are great places to meet old friends and new friends and try lots of beers, but you should do it responsibly so that you don't talk into a microphone too late into a fest. What do you think?
I completely agree with that. It's also why I chose the earlier session, so I could go get a proper like meal afterwards. but yes, I think beer and wood make a great pairing, and just to have a whole bunch of people come together to celebrate something so weird, right? It's a whole festival about putting something into something else to age it. It's
over 200 beers. Crazy.
And they're all over like 15%, which is the other.
Ooh, Rodenbach actually has one that's like 4.9 or something.
Yeah, like one of the five beers in here that's under 10%. I mean, I looked at the list and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a really hearty meal of carbs after this. That's all I have to say.
Where are the French fries? Stat.
I don't know, but the High Roller Lobster Company is right over there. So.
Oh, good to know. Good to know. Well, thank you for joining me on mic. Cheers to you.
Anytime.
And, babe, thanks. I appreciate it. It's been at least 100 episodes, if not more, since you were on my microphone. So,
yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, or maybe for the first time. We really can't remember.
Sure. I appreciate it, though, either way.
Yeah, no, anytime you'd like to talk into a microphone, we can just sit on the couch, and I'll just pull out the recording equipment. Anytime.
Sounds great.
All right, cool. Well, that's going to be it for us here in Portland, Maine, Beer Advocates, Beer Meets Wood event. We've had approximately, between the two of us, Brian and I, six, like, one-ounce pours. So we got to go. We got some work to do. Thank you for joining me for episode 109. Go check out the show notes, greatbeeradventure.com/podcast. Justin, I can't wait to see what he does with these ones. I'm sure he'll have a field day. Maybe he'll go try to, like, feed a tree some beer. I don't know. He's a very interesting fellow. Join us next time, episode 110. Cheers, all.